start to sing. It is called the Gathering of Mysteries, but whenever we gather to pray, it becomes the Gathering of Spirits. Men don't pray, Holy Spirit does. Welcome to BBC Prayer Network, a home where we eat light and excrete flame. Shortly, you will be hearing from God's servant, Apostle Alfred Okoduru. Sit tight, it was carried spirit and power. Shalom.
In this teaching, what love is in the realm of the spirit, I will teach you, and I will teach you how to use love as a weapon. This thing you see, love, is not it physically is for form, but spiritually is a weapon. The day you know. In this teaching, life is spiritual. I will teach you different mysteries. I will teach you even the mystery of tears. Tears you see, to you, is a sign of bitterness. But there is more to tears. Tears is a weapon. This laugh, that you just laugh. The doctors will say laugh is a medicine. Because in the medical world, laugh is a medicine. It can cure sickness. It can heal disease. Are you aware? Laugh is a drug that you can take. And when you take laugh inside of you, when you decide to laugh, it can, even the beauty world, they will tell you that laugh is a cosmetic. It makes you look younger. Are you aware? The beauty officials, I mean, how they call them, or beauty experts, they will tell you that it takes over 89 muscles to frown. 89 muscles in your face to frown, and it takes just less than 5 muscles to smile. So meaning, according to them, they said if you are frowning, that there is every possibility that when you begin to grow old, you will look rough and older in your face. Then if you are smiling and you are laughing, that there is every possibility that when you begin to grow old, your face will not be rumpled. Your face can still be smooth and fine. Now, I just give you two sides of laugh. These are the physical aspects. According to doctors or physicians, they said it's a message that a man can be sick. You can even have AIDS. That there is a way you will live a happy life and begin to laugh from January to December, and AIDS will disappear. You can even have fibroid. You can have cancer. You can be booked for death. And the doctor said that there is a way you can begin to laugh and decide to live a life of happiness. Somebody sang a song, say happiness, not a key person. You can decide to live a life of happiness. And you will even forget the date of death. You will even forget that they say you are dying in February. And you will live. January, you are still living. February, you are still living. March, you are still living. You will get to December, you now remember, oh, they said I will. Laugh is beyond what you see. Let's turn our Bible. So please follow me in this teaching. So that you will not waste your laugh for only comedians. You will know that laugh can be used to deal with your enemies. Scripture number 1, Psalm 2, 4. There's 1 to 4. We are reading just 3 scriptures. Shabbalaba. Psalm chapter 2. That's one. Are we there? I read. Why do the earth rage and the people imagine vain things? The king of the earth sets themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bounds asunder and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, let's read it together. He that sitteth in the heavenlies shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. In verse 1 to verse 3, the Bible said that God saw that people were planning. They were planning against him. They were planning against the anointed. And God did not attack them. God did not beat them. God did not quarrel with them. God did not frown his face. What did the Bible say God did? In verse 4, God saw the plans and God carried a chair. And the Bible said that God sat on the chair. Please, are you following me? I read Psalm 2 verse 1 to 4. Are you following me? And the Bible said God sat on the chair, knowing everything they have planned against him and his servants, the anointed. And he sat on the chair, the way I'm sitting now. And he looked at them and he began to laugh. God, these people are planning against you. God, these people are planning against your anointing. Why are you laughing? Because God knows that laugh is a weapon. There are many people who look at you and say you will die. Carry share in their presence, sit at them. Sit before them, sit on them, sit with them, sit upon them. Sit like them and look at them and laugh. You just reply them. You just reply them. You know what you mean? What you did is that whatever they have said will happen to you, you just use laugh to return it to them. It's not every time people curse you and you just sit down and begin to excuse your face. Sit and cross your leg and laugh. Because even God saw and he sat down and laughed. Another scripture. Isaiah chapter 12. Let's take from verse 3 to 5. Isaiah chapter 12. From verse 3 to 5. Shut up. Are we there now? Okay. Wait for me. Isaiah chapter 12. Okay, I'm there now. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Now let's take verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Laugh is a bucket in the realm of the spirit that we can use to fetch water from the wells of salvation. You come to a church, people receive blessing and you don't receive. Can I tell you one reason why you don't receive? It's because you don't know how to laugh. Because when the well came to the service, you came to the well without a bucket. You don't understand me. The well is the presence of God. The Bible says, in the presence of God, there is what? In the presence of God, there is what? Meaning everything you need that will make you live a fulfilled life. Everything you need that will give you joy in life is in the well of God, called the presence of God. Many of us come to the
presence of God without a pocket.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Many of us come to the presence of God without a pocket. And if you don't have a pocket, you cannot draw into your pocket. If you don't have a pocket, you can't draw into your pocket. The reason why people come to church and say, I have come to draw, and yet nothing is happening in their life, is because they came without a pocket. Man of God, what is the pocket? I wish I can use to draw. Tap your neighbor and say joy and laughter. Joy and laughter. Joy and laughter. Can I give you a rhema here, a revelation? Some people say that one of the reasons why wanting about Sarah is because Sarah laughed. Let me tell you, it was the laugh of Sarah that brought Isaac. Assuming Sarah did not laugh, Isaac would have come. The presence of God was available. But Sarah knew that I needed a bucket. And she laughed. And the angel said, because you laugh. There are many times God is planning to do things for you. You come to faith at the church, face off. You come without a face, lock up anyhow. And that is why there is a lockdown in your life. Lock up anyhow. Even while they are singing praise, your face is still fasting. Even while they are singing praise, your face is still praying. Why they are praying, your face is a fear God face. Your face, they confuse angels. Your face, they blow speaker. Your face, they confuse singer, confuse pastor, confuse even the devil. You need a pocket. Check church. That people share testimony. Check the people that share testimony more into. They are the joyous people. There are some 6 to 6, they will never share testimony. Even while you are sharing your testimony, they are angry. Tell your neighbor, You want to draw from God, you need a bucket. And that bucket is joy and laughter. Sarah was Isaac came. Sometimes you come to church, forget all your prayer, you do pray. You come to church and they are singing, laugh, come, jump. Some of you say, somebody shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You the phone for poverty. The phone. And that's why you don't even have a phone. It's a poverty, hallelujah, hallelujah. The fun, some of us, they fund celebrity for church. The pastor is preaching. Instead of you to connect and collect, say, we are in church now, you can see the pastor. So you can see my pastor there. That's my pastor. The fund celebrity is the pastor of God. And that is why you have never been celebrated. Even your birthday, nobody is celebrating. Because the Bible said it is written that when you exalt yourself in my presence, I will do what? I will bring you down. People who celebrate themselves in church, they don't get celebration outside. Joy. Laughter. Scripture number 3. Kadosh, kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. 1 Kings 18, 25 to 27. Shada balaba yaba. Kadosh, kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. Shada balaka yaba. You are mighty on your throne. Almighty. On your throne. First Kings 25. If you are there, I am there. With some tea. Close. Okay, I am there now. And Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. Verse 26 now. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it. Now look up first, before we even go to the issue of laugh, I saw something, let me draw your attention to it. Now see these people, they wanted to sacrifice to their God. They carried the sacrifice, and number two, what did they do with the sacrifice? They dressed it. Really? Can you see why some Christians don't have blessings? Even as you are here, if we say offering time, where is the dress you give your offering? You see the reason why we say envelope your offering? Because some of you don't know where this mystery comes. If even people want to sacrifice to idol, even though Elisha told them, say, go and dress it, they knew that I must dress my offering. See, if when you carry sacrifice to give to God and you did not dress it, you did not envelope it, you know what you do? You are saying that God is a beggar. You excuse money and give to God. Some of you excuse. This is the reason why we. Some people say, I pay tight. God not bless me. The question is, how did you pay the tithe? And how did you pay? She just got the light. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it said, arise and shine, for what? Your light has come in. The day you receive light, that day you rise. Because it is light that gives you light. Offering need dressing. Sacrifice need dressing. That is why if I want to pay offering, tithe, whatever, I prefer to even pay it to the church account. Because in church account, at least you got given what you have, and you did it in a respectable manner. And even some people will pay money to a church account, you will not even notify the church that, pastor, that's why I like many of my sons, so I'm not even coming to church. I can pray around the rest, let me get time to come, go there. But when they pay tithe, now truth themselves, now they know sometimes, because the bank does not even alert us. So sometimes they will say, Papa, I just paid tithe. That is dressing. But there are some of you, you will pay tithe to the church, you even want the pastor to come. You can't be the best. Pastor, not even coming. Pastor, just imagine, pastor, I pay tithe. As if you are you saying God is a beggar? Assuming God is a murderer, and you pay tithe to a murderer, will you be angry that a murderer did not call you? Or a murderer did not test you? Can you see why Christians are not blessed? I do what people know how to sacrifice to their God. I will tell you the reason why this sacrifice did not work. If not for that reason, their sacrifice would have worked. Fire would have come and disgraced Elijah. Elijah applied a key. And that is the key I'm teaching you, the key of laughing. We'll read it and you see it. While they were busy preparing the sacrifice, Elijah carried the chair. In verse 27, Satan was looking at them, was laughing them and mocking them. He applied laugh. What do you think Elijah did? He applied the book we read, Psalm 2, verse 1 to 4. God saw that they were planning against him. They were planning against the anointed. And the Bible said, God sat down. So many times, if you want to defeat people that plan against you, don't reply them. Don't be angry. Don't respond to them. While they are planning, sit down, look at them and begin to laugh. You don't destroy their sacrifice. And that's what Elijah did. Let's go back to the scripture and see it. You don't know how powerful laughing is. If you know how powerful love is, you will use it as a spiritual man. 26. And the two people of God, which was giving them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even up to evening, up to noon, saying, "Oh Baal, hear us." But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. Now let's take 27 together. Yes. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he's a God, either he's talking, or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey, or peradventure he sleeps. I must be awake." And they cried and cried. If you read on, they cried and cried. Elijah was mocking them and he was laughing them. Now, man of God, what is love in the realm of the spirit? Write this down. I'll round up with that. Now, physically, love is a funny sound we use to express our emotion whenever we see something funny. That's physically. Physically, laugh is what? A funny sound that we produce to express our emotion whenever we see something funny. But spiritually, what is laugh? Number one, laugh is a statement spiritually. Laugh is a statement spiritually. He that sitteth in the heavenly shall laugh. Meaning God produced a statement. When your enemy plan against you and you look at them and you laugh, what you just said is returned to sender. It's a statement. People, they laugh you. People insult you, make you cry. You call, they cry. You accepted the insult. They insult you, look at them and laugh. What you just told them, that they are not aware, is returned to what? Sender. It's a statement. So physically, you told the person just laugh. But spiritually, this is why wicked men, oh, Christians, we are not occultic. Have you seen a cultist? Hey, who is there? Have you seen a cultist? You go do a cultist man, batty. He go look you, he go laugh. Two of us. You do a wicked man, somebody with who is into jazz. Juju, native daughter. You feel slap native daughter, you go look you, you go laugh. You just kill yourself. Because they know the mystery that laugh is a what? It's a statement. Number two, what is laugh? And I'll round up with that. Laugh is a password spiritually. Laugh is a password spiritually. By laugh, we draw water. So number three, laugh is a bucket. I told you before, when I started the teaching, laugh is a bucket spiritually. Laugh is a bucket. So what are the three things laugh represents in the realm of the spirit? Number one, laugh is a statement spiritually, and that statement may return to sender. Number two, laugh is a password spiritually. Meaning there are things you ordinarily cannot access, but when you laugh, you access them. Sarah laughed and got Isaac. You have been praying, you have been fasting, you have been doing things and it's not working. Why not try laugh? Sometimes sit down in your prayer section and just sit down in the chair and begin to laugh. Laugh and say amen and go and see whether God will not answer. The same thing that tongue produce is what laugh produces. It's a statement. Stand up on your feet. The number three, what is laugh? I say laugh is a bucket. By it, we draw things from the presence of God. That's why we, when the power of the Holy Ghost move, we have dancing in the Holy Ghost. We have singing in the Holy Ghost. I also have what? Laughing in the Holy Ghost. You are speaking in tongues and there is no time you laugh. Tomorrow thing is not by excusing of faith. You don't draw anything by excusing of faith. You are praying, you are singing, you excuse your face, you don't draw anything. Sometimes while you are singing, laugh. Because while you are laughing, you just collect something. You are preaching, laugh. There are some pastors that will not laugh while preaching. In fact, somebody laughs. They are angry. Because to them, they were trained. It's as though pastors are so spiritual that if they're ever talking to you and you laugh, you look as if it's an offense. I'll be talking to you, they laugh. I'm talking, you're laughing. Let's stand up to your feet. Let's go. Now I'm going to pray.
Welcome back. What you hear is what you hear. No man can be greater than his yesterday's words consumption. Words are the food your future needs to grow well tomorrow. Your today's life is a reflection of your yesterday's words consumption, while your tomorrow's life will be a reflection of your today's words consumption. Hope you are blessed with this teaching. Join us again for another edition soon. For prayers, counseling, and testimony, call +234 7038 463 585. Be blessed and lifted. Shalom.